This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am here with Sarah.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing? Okay.
Is that weird?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, well,
where's the boyfriend?
He's around here somewhere. Actually, you know, probably by the time this airs, like, with the baby.
Yes, I know.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we've got so much to do today. This is another episode that we are calling The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, which Sarah hates, but you're not going to hate this as much because there's nothing like really mean today.
Good.
I know. Whew. It'll come.
I know. That's okay.
It's coming.
We'll plow through
it. It's probably come in between when we recorded this and when this airs. But the reason that we're doing these episodes, we started in January doing it once a month for one of our Saturday shows, is to just real talk about the feedback, both the bright, sunshiny feedback and also the not so bright and sunshiny feedback, because we want to have open conversations with you guys about all of it. And because one of the skills that we could all benefit from developing is how to process critical and sometimes even unkind feedback. So that's what we're doing today. But before we do, heads up, we're giving away something again today, and it's another box of energy. Every time I say that, I'm like, that's expensive.
Yeah, that's like, a really good prize. I know.
My little voice in my head is like, cha-ching, cha-ching. Really? Really? Are you sure we're going to give that away? No, but we love it. And so we give away things we love. We could just send them one stick.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be so cheap?
And also, like, here's a wicked tease.
I know. No, we're sending you a full box of 30. We will announce that winner at the end. Before we dive into the good feedback and the tough feedback, because like I said, there's nothing really ugly today. And even the ugly stuff, right? It's not even really ugly. It's just challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of it's ugly.
Some of it's ugly.
Yeah, for sure. But not today. I want to ask you a couple questions and you can throw them back at me.
Okay.
What's good in your life right now?
I am feeling like I have a lot of new tools.
Yeah?
Yes. As in, like, ways to go about the things I need to do. And I've been reading new books and, you know, doing like the 12 weeks of transformation with you and along with the clients. I really feel like I have a lot of new information.
Like mental and emotional tools?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember when my sister was over here a couple weeks ago, she had never used a drill before, but that's not what you mean.
Yeah, no, I do have new physical tools also, but no, I'm referencing, mental, emotional kinds of tools, which is huge.
Yeah, right?
I love that. I know. Yeah. I know.
Sometimes we think like people are difficult and life is hard. And then we overlook the fact that like we can just develop more tools.
Yes.
So major.
Yeah.
What's hard?
Putting those tools to work.
Yeah. Because it's new.
Yes, exactly. And I'm not in great habits with some of them. And that can be just challenging. Exciting too, but it's hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember them. Yeah.
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 What's ugly?
Ugly. I don't really feel like I have ugliness right now.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Good for you.
See, great new tools.
Exactly.
Perspective
right.
Shifts.
Yeah.
No, I really don't. I
like that.
Yeah. Okay. So what's good in your life?
I mean, you know, a year ago, life was so different.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago, it's crazy. Okay. A year ago, we had been in this new property for a couple of months, but we hadn't started the office renovation.
Yeah.
We were working in the kitchen.
Yes, we were.
The pre-renovated kitchen. I wasn't pregnant.
No.
I mean, what's good is just like growth, mm-hmm. you know? That's just good. Bringing new people onto the team, right? You have now been here as of when this airs for a year.
I know. Yeah. That's wild. I was just thinking about that.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
And now Susie's on board. Of course, we have Irelee who started last summer. But like that stuff is just, that's just good. Yeah. Growth and change is good.
Mm-hmm. And hard.
hard asking for more help.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's people on the Primal Potential team, and like letting go of some things that I've always just done a lot of the stuff, right? Like,
you've done everything.
Yeah. And while it's great, it's also, it's just new.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, it can feel really hard because in my head, I'm like, I can just do that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't help us grow as a company. It doesn't help me with my goals. And that every day that's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Anything ugly?
Not even really ugly, but if I have to like have something for this category, not cop out like you did. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry. I'll find something ugly next time.
It's not even really ugly, but everybody's opinions on how you should mom.
Yeah.
How you should show up as a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it just feels ugly, or really more appropriately, sometimes how I feel about it makes me feel ugly.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I just want to scream like, it's okay for people to do it differently.
Right.
Yeah. So we're going to talk more about that a little bit later. I want to get into the good feedback. We got some great reviews of the podcast, but what was really on my mind, and we're not going to go through all the back and forth because it was a very detailed email exchange, but remember the lady who, I think I forwarded your email as she was finishing up her 12 weeks to transformation. She was like, basically, this is bringing my family back together.
Yes.
Yeah. With her kids and her spouse.
Yes.
And not only like helping her be a better partner and helping her be a better mom, but like eliminating so much tension from her family.
Mm-hmm.
That just felt so freaking good.
I know. I feel like she was acting on your comment about being the lighthouse.
Yeah. And not trying to change people,
right,
or fix people or force them into your season of life.
Mm-hmm.
Like that just, those are the kinds of things that even when we get feedback that's just like a little rough around the edges or real rough around the edges, I think about those kinds of emails that we get. And that was just so real and so beautiful and so practical. Like it's great when people are like, I lost 40 pounds, but you know, when people say this saved my marriage or it's bringing my family back together or I'm finally happy and I have hope again, that's just magical.
Yeah. I'm so happy that people will respond and give that information to you. Like they share that with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I am making changes or someone's influenced me in a way, but I don't share that with them. I really should get into that habit.
I know. I think that too, when I see somebody who like looks pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Say it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Instead of like, oh, that would be creepy. No. If somebody said that to you, like you look really nice today or your hair is beautiful or you have gorgeous eyes, like say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a couple of like really, really wonderful podcasts. You want a podcast reviews? Do you just want to read the second one?
Sure.
So okay. We can get to the less
the ugly
beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one is titled Life Changing. It's a 5-star review. And it says, this podcast has literally changed my life. Elizabeth Benton presents nutritional fitness and life science in a way that makes sense and shares her own results with respect to this info, but she always offers the caveat that every approach is individual, which can be tough for people like me who wanted a prescribed plan, like eat this, don't eat that. But Elizabeth's encouragement to give it your own whirl has helped me to change my own weight loss body image paradigm. Yes, some episodes carry messages that are hard to hear, which seems to be the basis for the less than 5-star reviews. But paradigm shifts take work and a lot of defense lowering. Listen to the tough ones more than once. I'm obsessed with this podcast, have recommended it to friends, and want me and Elizabeth to be BFFs.
That's so cool.
So cute.
And we could be, because I love that she says that like it's hard to hear sometimes.
Yeah.
And we have to lower our defenses.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had this conversation kind of sort of with the boyfriend last night because I brought something up like very gently and openly like, hey, can we talk about XYZ? And immediately he rolled his eyes and I kind of went on for a little bit and his response was, oh, my God, stop. And then I went 5 minutes and I just, you know, was cooking dinner and whatnot. And then I said something else about it. And he was like, well, you're just talking at me. And I said, time out. you dismissed yourself from the conversation. You put your walls up, right, with the eye roll and with telling me to stop. Now, it's more comfortable for you to then make it my fault by saying that I was talking at you. What actually happened is that I invited you to a conversation you didn't want to participate in. Mm-hmm. So let's not turn that around, you know? And for him to hear that, he has to be willing to lower his defenses.
Yeah.
Or for him to say something like that to me, you know, requires that I lower my defenses. That's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you've got to, for any self-development, anything, right? Not just this podcast, but reading a book or growing with your partner or getting closer to a family member you have a tough relationship with, we have to be willing to say, what might there be that I don't know? Or where could I improve here? Or how might I be wrong? You know, in the Master's Club, one conversation we had, and gosh, this was ages ago, but we had this conversation about our tendency to make other people wrong so that we feel right, and shifting that to say, how can I make them less wrong, or how can I make them more right? And that just being like an immediate tension diffuser.
Oh, see, I feel like that's a new tool for me.
Right? Yeah. And it's not even necessarily that somebody is right or wrong, but trying on that perspective breaks you out of your pissed offness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. But that's such a sweet review.
That is a very sweet review.
That is awesome.
She's a good BFF.
Kate Bars 10, you're my friend.
Yes.
You're my friend. Okay. We got a little bit of feedback about where the show is today compared to where it was, say, like 4 years ago. Mm. You want to read that?
Yeah. I hate that you don't do as many science-based shows. Maybe it's because you feel like you've covered the important stuff, but many podcasters repeat themselves. I know I can go back to old shows, but I wish you'd just start replaying some of those old, awesome science episodes. I miss that focus.
I don't see this as criticism. I see this as feedback. Mm-hmm. I love the science stuff.
Yeah.
And she's so spot on that most podcasters, including me, say the same things over and over in different ways with different stories, with different experience, right? So I have no issue repeating myself. You know, we talk about that all the time. Most of our Q&A episodes touch on like motivation or consistency in some way. We are always talking about those messages. This show, this podcast did used to be very science-based. The reason I shifted wasn't because I was like, oh, I ran out of things to say. Sure, I could do 100 episodes on cholesterol or 100 episodes on insulin. We might be close to 100 episodes on insulin, to be honest with you. But here's what I found over time. We can have all the information in the world about nutrition and science and the way our bodies work, and then we're just better informed. But where people struggle to create change doesn't come from what they don't know. It comes from what they don't consistently do. So the reason for the shift, I still do the science episodes. I love them. You know, it wasn't that long ago that I just recorded an episode on thyroid. I think it's really interesting. I think it's important. But people can hear that all day long. And we've never had more free access to nutrition info and hormone info and behavior change info. You can hear it all day long, but if you're still doubting yourself, if you're still hung up on your past patterns, if you're still making excuses, then you don't do anything with it. And so my desire is not to just be like this interesting voice on the internet. This interesting podcaster where like, oh, you learn something new about your body every week. I want to help you change. And fundamentally, what I have found to be true, not just in my own life, but now working with thousands of clients and having recorded tens of thousands of hours worth of audio on this podcast, the things that help people change are not fact versus fiction of health. It is getting out of the problem and into the solution. It is becoming stronger than those excuses and thinking more completely versus continuing to sell yourself these partial nuggets of truth that are then like a hall pass to talk you into whatever you want to do in that moment. Even in the 12 weeks to transformation, 3 years ago, it was very science-based. And people loved the information, but they were not getting the success. that they get when we make it about the way you think and your perspective and your patterns and incremental change. So I'm with this person. I love the science stuff. I don't think I'm just going to air old episodes because that's not my style. In fact, this person was saying, like, for maternity leave to just air, you know, 20 or 40 old episodes because we have so many of them. It's not that there isn't 100 different ways to talk about cholesterol or 100 different ways to talk about cortisol or 100 different ways to talk about water filters. It's just that that's not what changes people. So I like to sprinkle the science stuff in. And guys, it's there. You can go back and you can listen to, you know, hundreds, literally hundreds of episodes on hormones and on blood sugar and on cholesterol and on saturated fat and protein, all of those things. That's there. But I remain committed to helping people change. And from my experience, it's not the science that helps people change. So that's kind of why that shift has been made.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And people say that a lot, right? And if you're somebody who just loves the science information and you're not really looking to change, well, there's tons of people that devote their entire podcast to that. And that might be a really cool place for you. But this space here is not about nutrition and it's not about food. It's about change. That's all. Yeah.
All right. So normally we'd be doing the really ugly stuff.
I know, but by some miracle.
I know. It's awesome. But I do know you've been getting a lot of feedback, like you said, about being a mom and making these decisions that you've had to make recently. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I do. Because this is such an important conversation, not just for people who are moms, not just for people who give this, but for all of us, right? Because if you start a business, people are going to be like, oh, don't do this.
Yeah.
Or if you decide you're going to write a book, oh, you better do it this way. Like, if you don't do it this way, you're really, really going to regret it. But yeah, like, and you've seen some of this feedback come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want you to do less. Don't take on any more projects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And people saying things like, you're really going to regret not spending more time with your baby.
I know.
Yeah. Or we haven't really talked about this directly, but I'm not taking a traditional maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
And people have been very vocal about that. Oh, that's a mistake. You're going to regret it. You'll never get this time back. And it's fascinating to me. Somebody even said, like, well, you know, your baby's more important than your business. Yep. I agree.
Thanks. It didn't occur to me.
We're on the same page there. And, you know, I think it is wonderful that some people leave work after becoming a mom and they never go back. And other people take a year maternity leave. And the woman who does my eyelashes was saying that where she's from, you get paid maternity leave for 2 full years.
Wow.
Yeah. And some people get 6 weeks and they feel like that's, you know, being robbed in a lot of ways. And then, guys, let's not forget the fact that there are some people that don't take maternity leave. And that 100 years ago, that wasn't a thing. You still, whether you were working on a farm where your family was, or you were caring for another family, or you were caring for your own family, you didn't get a break. That is a very new thing, and I think it's a beautiful thing, but I do think it's a mistake when we put it on everybody as something that you, like, should do. I am all about, whether we're talking about the way you eat or the way you move or the way you meditate or the way you parent, there's just a lot of different ways to do it and to make it work. And I'll say, as a business owner, if I had planned for this for a couple of years, maybe it would have been easier to take a traditional maternity leave, because I've seen business owners who, and even business owners who do work like I do, who, you know, don't take on new clients for, say, 6 months, and they just basically shut things down for a period of time. And that's an option for me. It's not an option I wanted to take. We were very deliberate about bringing new people on the team, and we were very deliberate about shifting some things off of my plate, that whether it's Sarah's helping out with them or Susie or Irely, or we're outsourcing to other people. But I'm not going off the grid when I have a baby. And there are a lot of people that have been very vocal about, like, oh, you don't understand how awful you're going to feel. Well, maybe that's true. maybe it's not true. But I just, if I, again, back to my magic wand, if I can wave my magic wand, let people have their own experience. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fascinating to me. And you sit here while I get a lot of these messages about, you know, maternity leave and being a new mom and, oh, all your mindset strategies are really great. Just wait to see how you feel when you have a kid who won't stop screaming. Well, maybe I'll be in a better place because of all of the mindset work that I've done, you know? And I see this chapter of life as a real great addition to Primal Potential, not a competition with it.
Right.
And I don't see it as either I'm a devoted and doting mom who takes time off work, or I'm not a devoted and doting mom who doesn't take time off work, mm-hmm. you know? So I just wanted to throw that out there and also give a little bit of context. You know, I don't plan to be in the delivery room with my laptop, like open on the thing, but I'm going to the hospital with my laptop because you just never know how long you'll be there and how long you'll be, how you'll be feeling and all of that. I have worked my tail off to get ahead on a lot of things to create more margin, and I will still serve my clients as a new mom, period. Like that's doable in the same way that it's doable. Like your sister has what, 4 kids?
Yes.
Okay. So when she had the youngest, she still had to mom her 3 kids. Mm-hmm. So she was almost like working full time with a newborn.
Exactly.
And people wouldn't say, oh, you better find some place to put those other 3 so that you can get some time with this new baby.
I know.
And isn't it fascinating how the perspective is different? Like being a mom to 3 young kids is a big freaking job. Mm-hmm. And then you bring home a newborn, you don't ship the other 3 away.
Exactly.
So I've always thought about that when people say like, oh, geez, you think you're going to be able to do more than you actually will. I, on the one hand, understand that you don't know till you're in it. But I also know that there are people with 6 or 7 kids at home that bring home a newborn and mm-hmm. they still have to care for their kids. And there are people who return to work days after having a baby. So it's not even that I want to like caution people against projection, but people do that all the time with starting a business, with getting out of debt, with losing weight. My experience is somehow predictive of yours. No, man, it's not.
No. And what I don't like about some of these or most of these is that they're throwing these comments out there, but not explaining maybe what a solution is. Like, hey, I know you're still trying to work. You know, that might be challenging. This is what worked for me, or this is what worked for my friend. It's like, no, it's just a bad idea.
Right.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Yeah,
don't do it. But I just like my experience in starting a business isn't going to be anybody else's experience. And my experience in losing weight isn't going to be anybody else's experience. My experience in being a mom isn't going to be your experience. Mm-hmm. And I think that what happens when we do that, when we caution people because of our experience without coming at it from a place of like, go for it, figure it out. I'll help you. Like you want to do that and this, you have 12 kids and you want to start a business. You want to keep going strong with a newborn. Good for you. When we don't come at it from a place of support and encouragement, what we do is we close off connection. Mm-hmm. And for, you know, for the people who are sending this feedback, it's not like they're, you know, people that I'm going out to dinner with or people that are in my family. But the fact is people do this to people in their lives all the time. Oh, don't even think about buying a house if you're pregnant. Like there's just too much on your plate. Like, no, 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 no. Or, I don't know, starting a business when you have a full-time job and kids. How about we just get behind people? Mm-hmm. How about we just rally behind them? And if we're coming from a place of, gosh, I've been there and it was hard, say that and then offer your support.
Exactly.
You know, what could I do to make this easier for you? Mm-hmm. That is a game changer. I understand, you know, like I see my sister make some decisions sometimes that I'm like, ugh, that might be rocky. But I'm not going to come at her and be like, you're an idiot. I'm going to come at her with love and support as her biggest freaking cheerleader. And granted, that's my sister, but what would life be like if we did that to people just across the board? You want to go for that dream? That's huge. Good for you. And even if that's all you say, just good for you. But if you want to support that person, then like get in their corner. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about this before in terms of like, it's really not hard to support people. And most people, for some reason, are not likely to support, whether that is liking the post on Facebook or Instagram that takes no effort, or commenting or sharing, these things that people don't do that are free. First, check yourself. Like, why are you resistant to just fight for somebody and celebrate their success and help elevate them? Mm-hmm. But what a different world it would be if people did that.
I know.
Yeah.
Can we encourage you guys to do that, please?
Yeah. And like, even if you think, oh my gosh, I know so many people who don't do that. Great. Don't put your energy there. Put your energy on how can you support people? Mm-hmm. You know, like when Sarah opened up her physical brick and mortar store near where we live, like it's the little things. It's showing up. It's telling people about it. It's going by. It's asking questions. It's liking the posts. It's sharing the posts. And, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit more linear when it's a business owner. But like if you see somebody who has just decided that after a successful career as a nurse, they're going to go into real estate, ask them, how can I help? Mm-hmm. You're amazing. Look at you doing something big and brave. Like, that's awesome. I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Just be in people's corner instead of thinking that you're supporting when you offer these like, oh, geez, you better watch out. Those cautionary tales, it's not support.
No.
It's almost like wanting a platform to talk about your own experience. Mm-hmm. If you want a platform to talk about your own experience, talk about your own experience, but don't project it onto somebody else. Right. And I'm welcome to any of the feedback that I get, and I always consider it really good practice for my own personal growth. But I won't lie and say that it's easy to get a ton of unsolicited advice and warnings about like how I'm choosing to be a mom and a business owner at the same time. Because there's a lot you don't see.
Mm-hmm. I know, exactly. That's what I keep thinking and saying to you.
Yeah.
When we're getting this stuff.
Yeah, they don't know that the boyfriend's staying home.
Right.
They don't know that we've worked for the entire pregnancy to figure out how we can serve clients exceptionally well and not shut things down and bring a baby into the world.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. You guys have a great circle around you too in terms of family and such. So. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
All right. That's all we got for today.
Okay. It wasn't
feels
so ugly.
It feels good to have these conversations though. I think it's important.
Well, I'm not there yet.
I know. Well,
I'll get there.
I'm there because the things that are hardest to talk about, I think, are the things that need to be talked about the most. And typically, without this format of this style show, we wouldn't have a conversation about like, hey, don't project your tough experience onto somebody else's new adventure.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have the forum to be like, why don't we just show up and say, how can I help?
Right.
So I'm glad we have that forum. I really am.
I am too.
It's important. And we have people that we can send to listen to this too. I'm just saying, if we wanted to.
Here's episode 731.
That's right. Absolutely. All right. We have a winner, a box of Energy Plus. This is from an Apple podcast review. You want to say who it is?
Yeah. The Apple ID is Responsibility.
Yeah. And her name is Rhonda.
Yes.
That's a pretty cool Apple ID. Like, I want to know the story behind that. So Rhonda, when you email Sarah to claim your prize, S-A-R-A-H at primalpotential.com, what's the story with the Apple ID? Because that's a cool one.
Yeah.
It's almost like maybe she's a parent and like her kids use her Apple ID and she wants to remind them or something. I just totally made that up. All right, everybody. Have an amazing day. Keep the feedback coming and we will talk to you so soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.